Continue to keep that verse before you.
Abide in this ship, because we want to make sure that we're continuing to do that which God has called us to do. And I'm going to be talking about the duty of the tithe tonight, and trusting that our young people are familiar with what parents do have to pay for, and then equate that to what needs to be paid here at the church as well. Amen. All right. And Acts 27 and verse 31 and 32, we should be able to quote that by heart. Amen. We'll say that one first, then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2. Here we go. Acts 27, verses 31 and 32. Here we go. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And that's what we're talking about, amen. When it comes to abiding in the stewardship, there shouldn't be any escape route. We want to make sure that we're giving back to God, because God has been faithful to give to us. Then back over 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Let's read those together. Here we go. "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Father, bless these next several moments as we discuss the duty of the tithe tonight. Lord, pray that we might continue to be cheerful givers. Thank you for being a God that loves us. And Lord, you work continuously through us and with us, Lord, and continue to give to us. And so help us to be cheerful givers, Lord, to the plan of God and the program of God. We thank you for loving us, Lord. Bless now these next moments that we have together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. And dealing with the duty of the tithe. Now, we've already talked about the defense of the tithe, the dividends of the tithe, talked about the definition of the tithe. And so the duty of the tithe is something that we really want to understand. And I think for most of us, we have an idea of what goes on. If I was to ask some of our young people, what bills do your parents pay? What would you say, young people? What are some bills? Faith? Electric bill. Okay. Joshua? Water bill, all right. Do we use electric and water at church? Yes, we do. Every time you guys go to the restroom or every time you step into the kitchen, you're using water. We're using electricity here. Mariah? Water, amen. Any other bills that your parent, you know your parents paid? Gregory? Light bill, same as electric bill, amen. Anybody else? What bills do your parents pay that you think the church would pay? Jeremiah? Costco. We do have to go to Costco. How many of y'all like snacks in the morning? Guess what? Napkins come from Costco. Plates and forks come from Costco. All of the eating utensils come from Costco. You say, do the snacks come from Costco too? No, Miss Katie made sure we have those provided. Amen. But those things come from Costco. By the way, you go into the men's room to wash your hands. Guess what? The towels come from Costco. Amen. So you're right, Jeremiah. Julianne, what were you going to say? The telephone. That's right. Guess what? If you have a telephone at home, contact has got to be made with the church. Amen. And we don't just have a telephone. Guess what else we have with that package? Internet access. It's the way of the world. I would love for us not to have to get involved with the internet, but we have to have it. Amen. Yes, Joel? Microphones, that's right. Well, some people don't have microphones at home, though. But some people do have microphones at home, amen? Some folks have the karaoke's and things of that nature. And so some folks have the Bluetooth thing where you got a microphone. Maybe you got a microphone in your car, amen? And so, again, that is something that we have here at the church. What else is another bill that you have at home? Yes, Mr. White? Cable, amen. Now, we don't have cable here, but we do have the internet here. Amen. Say, what do you have here, preacher? Nothing. But we do have internet access. Amen. And we need that for our web. Guess what? 98% of the guests that come here come because of the web. The young lady that was here from Jamaica, guess where she found us? On the web. You know, first question I normally ask people, hey, who invited you out? And they'll normally say, no one. I say, well, how'd you hear about us? The web. Amen. She says she Googled in Baptist churches. Ours popped up within the top 10. It always does. Amen. Good job, Jenny. Amen. Yes, Faith. Garbage disposal. By the way, do you have a garbage bill at home? So do we have one here? These are all bills that we have. And so when you look at the duty of the tithe, it goes for all these expenses. What else? What's another expense that you have at home that we might have? Ms. White?
We have vehicles, so we have to pay insurance.
Car insurance, amen. How many of y'all go to registration and emissions? Amen. How many of y'all had to get your oil changed? Amen. Tune-ups? Amen. You ever have a flat tire? Amen. Whatever it takes, we do it too, Ms. Duffy.
Mortgage payment,
amen. Most of us are not Rockefellers and Ted Turners, and so we don't have our houses paid off yet, amen. And so guess what? We have a payment, amen. How many of y'all have house insurance in case your house burns down? Guess what? The church has got to have that too.
Yes, sir, it does.
And what other bills that you have at home do you think the church might have? No, Tasha, we don't have a dog here at the church.
Yeah.
We don't have that one. She's like, well, champion expense? No, we don't have a champion expense. Amen. Yeah. Yes, Andrea?
I'm thinking,
cleaning supplies. You all know your pastor. Your pastor likes a clean, neat church. Guess what? It takes cleaning supplies. Amen. Ms. Duffy? Exactly. If something breaks down, guess what? It's got to get fixed. Guess what? We wanted the panic bars on the door for the children's safety. Guess what? It had to be paid. It had to be paid. The gate was hanging down out there so no one could really unlock it because it had a wear and tear on it. Guess what? It had to be lifted. Who's got expertise to fix the gate? Anybody? So we had to call in professionals. Amen. That's right. Amen. Yeah, me and Kelly did watch them so we can find out how to do it next time. Amen. Yes, G2. Now that's where we have to draw the line at. How many of y'all enjoy the great water that we drink from the spigot back there, the little cooler? Pastor White buys that out of his own pocket. He donates that. So if you guys want to ever give him a donation or somebody say, Pastor White, thank you for the water, he does that out of kindness of his own heart. He does that himself. And I know we have recognized him several times for that, but that's something that he took upon himself to do. So that's something that we can't claim responsibility for, although many homes do have those water containers there where the water is ordered on a continual basis. But that's something that Pastor White does himself. And so make sure you thank him next time you drink some water. Yes. Ms. White, Ms. Faith. Clothes? Well, we don't have clothes here per se. What was that? Baptism robes, okay, towels, that's right. We have baptism robes, we have baptism towels, amen. We have towels in the kitchen, amen. Ladies may have towels in your bathroom. Do you guys have towels in your bathroom? No. I wouldn't count this as clothing, but guess what? Stuff like this that has to be bought. Amen. And so clothing, not per se, but clothing type items. Yes, ma'am.
What about
these nice banners? Yes. Guess what? That you might not have these in your home. Amen. But we do have it in the church. Amen. And that costs money. Amen. Guess what? Plants. For beautification, that costs money too. Yes, Joe? The piano, yes. You might not have a piano in your home, but we do have one here. Amen. It's a necessity. Ms. Burton? Decorations cost money as well. That's true. This stuff like here, this costs money. How many of y'all put up Christmas decorations during Christmas time or Thanksgiving or Easter or anything like that? Amen. And so all these thematic decorations do cost money. We put out the nativity scene up here. Now, this is Pastor White, so that we didn't pay for that one. Amen. But those things cost money. Yes, Jeremiah? Curriculum, Sunday school, that's right. Now, you may not have that at home, but if you homeschool, guess what you order? A curriculum, amen. Sunday school, guess what? A curriculum. We all got new Sunday school books this morning. Guess what? That costs money, amen. Hymn books in front of you, Bibles in front of you, that costs money, amen. Yes, Mariah? Speakers, amen. How many of y'all got speakers in your home? You got a speaker of some sort, amen. If you got a computer device, you got a speaker of some sort. We've got two up here. We've got some up here, amen. We've got some over there, amen. And so speaker, that's an expense. Yes, it's awesome. Faith, I'm calling you everybody tonight. I don't know. Okay, y'all got the same hairstyle tonight, amen. What's that? Mission board, okay? There's a mission board out there that costs money as well. And that comes from the mission account, which is totally separate from our general account, but it still costs money. Yes, ma'am? Furniture and pews. How many of y'all want to come in and stand up all day? Hey, Israel did it.
They did.
Israel did it.
Yeah, Israel did.
When they made the tabernacle, guess what they didn't make? Chairs.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
Amen. Joe? Chairs and tables over there in the fellowship. That's right. Amen. That costs money. Amen. Mariah? Pens. Amen. And the stuff in nursery. That costs money. Stuff in nursery costs money. How many of y'all want to go in there with the kids and have absolutely nothing in there for the children to play with except you? I had to get old real fast. Amen. Yeah, let's get the little Joel right there first. Craft supplies, that's right. When you do crafts, you need glue, you need glitter, you need crayons, you need markers. Amen. Ms. Duffy?
I remember when we refurbished this place
when we first got it, and
carpeting and doors.
Yeah.
We refinished some of the doors, but a lot of the doors you had to replace because they had to be guidelines.
Exactly. Amen. And so all of those things are necessary. Faith? Groceries? Food and snacks, okay, yeah. Little kids didn't need to have fishies over there. They don't need to have fishies, but keeps them happy, keeps them quiet, amen. And so they don't have to have that, amen, but it's good to have, amen. Cheerios or something like that. What else? Some things that you buy at home that we might buy here at the church, amen. Yes, Rose? Coffee, amen. How many of y'all like the coffee in the mornings, amen? Praise the Lord, amen. Hey, you got to have that. And now these are all things that are utilized. By the way, we don't think about this. Keys to the church, keys to the property. We got to have those things, amen. When we get our locks changed, got to have that, amen. Faith? Yeah, we got those donated, and so we praise God for the people that donated. Now, we did pay for the basketball hoop.
Yeah, we did.
We did pay for the hoop, amen, but somebody donated the basketball, so praise God for that. What about gasoline? How many of y'all drive? The vans don't go on air, amen. Got to have some gasoline out there. Yes, Joel?
The van don't go nowhere about gas.
Church vans, amen. Got to have that out there, and you got to have a vacuum cleaner to vacuum it out.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say amen on that one. Don't want to drive in that thing dirty all the time, amen. So these are all things that the tithe goes for. And we often, when we pay our tithe, we normally don't think of these things. But let me just read you off a list here. Let's go to Malachi 3:10 first, and I'll read that verse. And I want to read you just a list off of things that the church utilizes on a continual and a regular basis that often needs replenishing. And the tithe goes to part of this. And young people, you did a tremendous job. And so young people, if you think of something else, you let me know and we'll talk about that as well. But the duty of the tithe, God purposely set aside the tithe for the purpose of supporting the ministry. And by the way, do you find us going to our neighbors next door and ask them for money to help us pay our electric bill at the church? Do you find us go next door over here and ask them to help us with our gas bill? Or do we go across the street over here and ask them to help us put some gas in the van? Or when people we pick up on the van, we say, okay, that'll be $10, like a taxi. Do we do that?
No.
Guess where it comes from? Tithe.
Tithing.
When we go pick up people, it comes from the tithe. Yes. Notice what God says here in Malachi 3 and verse number 10. Read this with me. You guys are very familiar with this. Notice what it says. Read it together. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen. So God says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. storehouse. That's the depository. That would be the equivalent of our local church. He says, the reason is this, that there may be meat in mine house, or the provisions would be there. Now, trivial question. Joe, where's Joe at? Joe, what happens if daddy doesn't bring home a paycheck to help pay the bills? Which one is Joe? Oh, okay. I meant the bigger one. Jojo. Which one? Josiah, right? Okay. What happens if daddy doesn't bring the paycheck home to help pay the bills? What are you guys going to do? What did he say? Well, yeah, he probably would pay a fine. Amen. Good answer. Julianne, what do you think would happen if dad doesn't bring home the money? Huh? No food? Oh, less food. Amen. Less food. Amen. Miss Korchmar, what happens if daddy doesn't bring home any money for you guys? No electric bill. That means you cannot use your electronic devices. Perish the thought. Amen. And God says, bring the tithe in. If there's no income, guess what? Then the spending has got to be curtailed. Amen. But God said, I put a ready measure in here. Bring all the tithe in the storehouse. There may be meat in mine house. He said that I can have what's there. And he said, prove me now. Here was, if everyone brings home the money to their households, guess what? The households can function. The equivalent is if everyone tithes, the church can function. Yes, amen. It doesn't have to limp along. Amen. So that's the equivalent. Amen. And he states all the tithe, not part of the tithe. Amen. And so we ought to bring the tithe. Now, the maintenance of the church, that's the duty of the tithe. First of all, the maintenance of our church, the overall maintenance and upkeep of our facility. It takes lights. How many of y'all like lights?
Oh, amen.
Amen. It takes water. How many of y'all like water? It takes light bulbs. Guess what? These are all light bulbs, and these take three.
Wow.
We have a sign outside with our church sign on it. It takes about 12.
Whoa.
We've got a light outside this door for the children's safety. We've got lights on the modular for the children's safety. We've got a light over here outside the kitchen door for safety. Got an automatic light out there that goes on and off. We got lights on the steeple. We've got lights on that side. We've got lights everywhere. Hence, we're called Shining Light. Amen. But guess what? Light bulbs cost money. How many of y'all went to go buy a light bulb lately? They're expensive. And you get the ones that say they're supposed to last for 5 years, and they don't. So somebody's lying to me. Amen. But light bulbs, cleaning supplies, garbage bags, and you guys named a lot of the other things. Amen. Whatever it takes for your home, mark it down, and then some. Guess what? We fill up the baptistry. How do you think we're going to fill this baptistry up? With the bucket brigade? Passing the bucket along? We have to buy a hose to fill it up. Amen.
Yes,
and those are just small expenses that we really don't even think about.
Uh-huh.
We don't think about it. And so there's a bucket. Brother and Sister Neil were here a couple days ago cleaning some of the plants. And they said, do you have a spray bottle? I said, we got a bunch of them back there. They said, do you have an empty one? I said, no, once you empty the stuff out of it, then it'll be empty. And I said, well, we're trying to clean some of these smaller plants with a spray bottle. Guess what? We have to go out and buy a spray bottle. Amen. Whatever you have to use at your house, normally the church does that on a larger scale. Amen. And by the way, many of the things that we do as a church, we do the same things a larger church would do, just on a smaller scale. But we do the same amount of things. And so the maintenance of our church is what the tithe goes for. But then it goes to the ministry and mission of our church. Who knows what some of the ministries and missions of our church is? What is the ministry and mission of our church? Of course, we know where to get the gospel out.
Yeah.
But what else do we do here at Shining Light Baptist Church, young people, or some of our older people? Amen. Yes, Ms. White. Order tracks. Amen. Guess what? Can you imagine going to someone and say, sir, I'd like to share with you this gospel track invitation to our church, but that'll be 5 cents before I give it to you. Can you imagine saying that? The awake book. Amen. I would leave this with you, but it costs money. Amen. Can you imagine asking them to give you money before you could give them a track? But the tracks cost money. Have you looked out there? They look nice, but guess what? They cost. And we're not going to give someone a track and say, give me a quarter for this track.
Amen.
We're not going to do that. Why? Our job is to get the ministry out. And so we have to fund that. Faith, you're going to say something? Ink. Ooh, anybody bought computer ink lately? It costs more than the computer sometimes, or the computer, the printer. You get a printer for $40 and the ink costs $70. I thought, wow, that's highway robbery. Amen. Yes, Faith? Signs to tell people there's no church. Amen. When we switch services, amen, we had to put a sign out there. That's paper. That's ink. Amen. Mariah? Cups. Amen. How many of y'all like to drink out of your hand? Can you imagine going up onto the spigot and putting some water in your hand? And worse, Brother Duffy, coffee. It'd have to be room temperature. Amen. Or iced coffee. Cups, and you know, we take that for granted. You say, we need bigger cup. That's big enough, amen. Yes, Joel? Josiah? The flag. Now, those were actually given to us, but I priced those, and those are $365 a piece. That clear pulpit in the other room, guess what? That is about $495. I priced it. And that was given to us. Praise God for that. So we actually saved on that one. But the maintenance of our church, amen, we have the upkeep. We have things that break. We have things that have to be fixed, amen. And those things cost money. But then the ministry and mission of our church, our main goal is to get the gospel out. And our job is to see people saved, baptized, and discipled and trained to do the work of the ministry. And it takes something. It takes discipleship books, amen. Yes, Faith. Well, this is not a pulpit, but yes, these music stands. Guess what? I'm going to teach Sunday school. I want to teach Sunday school from up there. And so I get this. Amen. The choir director can use this. Sunday school teachers can use this. Amen. Anybody can use this. Patch directors can use that. And that costs money. Amen. And so when you're looking at the ministry and mission of our church, it takes Bibles, it takes Sunday school materials, it takes nursery items. Amen. I couldn't imagine having a church without nursery items. Yes, Mariah. Computers and cameras. By the way, that little camera up there on top, that thing is expensive, as small as it is.
Yes, sir.
The computers cost money. Amen. Amen. Yes, Faith. Register board. Amen. Yes, that costs money as well. Amen. So nursery items, hymn books, sound system, gas, electric, heat, phone, bathroom, website, all of that stuff costs money, not to mention visiting preachers when they come through. Yes, Mariah. What is that? Mints. That's right. How many of y'all like your breath to smell fresh? Amen. You go into the ladies room or something like that and pop something in, you know, chew on that a little bit. Amen. Praise God. That's refreshing. Yes, Joshua. Paper, amen, reams of paper, paper. Wait a minute, we're supposed to be a paperless society, aren't we? But guess what? And we still have to use paper, amen. Yes, Ms. Corsmaro? Piano, yes, we talked about that one. By the way, we had to get how many keys replaced on that piano? It was like 16 or 15 keys. 16 or 15 keys replaced on the piano. Do you know each key is an individual key that comes out separately that cost money? And that cost, I forget, how much was it, Tasha? Do you remember how much? $9 a key, piano key. And we needed 16. And then we had, anybody know how to replace them? Anybody know how to take them out? I know how to break them. He had to, amen. We had to pay the guy to come in, and I watched him take the screws off and take, I said, I could have done that. And then he pulled these things. I said, I could have done that. And then he put them back in. I said, I could have done that too. And then he put the screws back. I said, I could have done all that. But guess what? I had to see somebody do it first. Amen. And plus, how would I know what keys to order? They all look white to me.
Yes, sir.
Except the black part. I'm like, he said, oh, this is a D. This is a C. Well, how do you know that? To order that. That costs money. He costs money. The keys were only $9. But I had to pay him. He wasn't $9. It's a whole lot more. Amen. Mariah. Tissue boxes, amen. You come in with the sniffles, you want to blow your nose, amen. That costs money, Faith. File cabinets, amen. We're supposed to be a paperless society, but we still have things, amen. Yes, Ms. Corsmaro? Which TV? That costs money too, amen. That costs money, amen. You point to it and it costs money. You go home and start pointing at stuff. It costs money. Somebody paid for that in your house. Amen. Your couch, somebody paid for. Your shoes. I mean, you just go home and start pointing that stuff, and it costs. You come into the church and start pointing that stuff, guess what?
Money.
It costs. Amen. Faith? Yes. Brother Duffy, we had to replace the ceiling tiles. Matter of fact, there's a couple need to be replaced now. I just have not replaced them yet. Amen. And there's a couple need to be replaced. But those cost too. You go down to Home Depot and you have to get a stack of, what is it, Brother Duffy? 8 of them? 12 of them? Or something like that, 16. They come in a stack and you have to go and replace those. Amen. They don't just come for free. Yes, Alana? What did she say? The nursery costs big money, amen, because we want to keep nursery children happy, amen. And so the ministry and mission of our church is where the tithe goes. The maintenance of our church goes to that. But then there's the ministers of our church as well, the men of God. Let's go over to 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17. I think we get the general idea of what God is saying when he said, bring you all the tithe and to the storehouse that may be meat in mine house. It needed upkeep then and it needs upkeep now. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17. Any man of God, any pastor, any preacher has a family and is going to have the same bills that you have. 1 Timothy chapter number 5 and verse number 17. And the man of God has a family, same bills. And so just like the priests of the Old Testament, they survived off the tithe. Notice what it says in verse number 17. Read that with me. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and the doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. We saw that same principle earlier over there in Corinthians. This morning, Paul is repeating the same thing here in 1 Timothy to Timothy, letting him know that, hey, look, when you establish these churches, when you set the order, when you put the rule down there, make sure that the churches know that the ministers should be taken care of. Amen. Now, is every church able to take care of their ministers? No, every church is not. What should the minister do if the church is not able to take care of them? Close the doors? Huh? He has to get a job. Amen. So you don't close the doors. Amen. But by the way, some churches have done that. The minister says, well, you know, look, I can go someplace else and get paid. Amen. If it's the will of God for him to stay there, guess what? God will provide for him. Amen. And it's not a problem. Paul said, I don't have a problem working. Amen. I'll get out and get a job if I have to. Some ministers will say, look, I'll leave and get a job someplace else. Amen. All depends on what the will of God is for that minister and what the will of God is for that local church. Amen. You never know. God could be punishing the church because they're not doing right by God. Amen. You never really know. But I know the Bible says this, that the elders should have double honor. He said, those that labor in the word and doctrine, he said, don't muzzle the ox. And so the ministers then of the church is where the tithe goes. The ministry and mission of the church is where the tithe goes. And then the maintenance of the church. Amen. By the way, go over to Numbers 18 and verse 26. I've given this before and I want to give it again. Numbers 18 and verse 26. Any bill that you could think of in your house, 9 times out of 10, the church is going to have something similar to it. Numbers chapter number 18. And notice down there in verse number 26, God is giving some Old Testament commands to the priests and what they were supposed to do. And notice what he says down here. Go to verse 24. It says, but the tithe of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to who? The Levites. That was the priestly family who was doing the ministering in the house of God to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they have no inheritance. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thus speak unto the Levites and say unto them, when you take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then ye shall offer up an heave offering of it for the Lord, even what? A tenth part of the tithe. You know what that's saying in layman's terms? That they should tithe off of what they get to.
Yeah.
By the way, if the minister gets a salary, is it called an increase?
Yes.
Do you know there are some preachers that believe because they're getting the tithe from the church as part of their paycheck, it's already been tithed on, so they don't have to tithe on it? There are some ministers that believe that, and so they don't tithe. Now, they can't get it past the Bible. Because from Old Testament to New Testament, there is no specification. God says the people of God should do it. Amen. And the Bible says if you have an increase, guess what you should do? You should tithe. And so some ministers think, well, I'm getting the tithe of the church. And so I don't have to tithe off the tithe because it's already been tithe off of.
Yep.
What? Where are you getting that from? So you're going to tell other people to tithe, but you're not going to tithe. What do we call that in today's terminology? A hypocrite robbing God. Will a man rob God? You hypocrite. You're going to tell everybody else to tithe, but you won't. God told them way back here, even a tenth part of the tithe. So you can't get past that. Amen. Everybody is supposed to get in on this thing. Amen. The minister lived off the tithe and they were supposed to tithe as well. It's a principle all the way back to Malachi. Amen. So the duty of the tithe. Amen. God says, now this is what I want you to do. Make sure you use it for the maintenance of the church. It's for the ministry. The mission of our church is for the ministers of the church. And that's what the tithe is. And we're going to close with Luke 6:38. You hear this all the time. Let's go over to Luke 6:38 real quick. And so as you're looking at this, God begins to bless in our giving. And young folks, y'all did a very, very good job. I can tell you guys are observant to what your parents are paying for at home. I think. Especially when you don't get it. Amen. Luke 6:38. And notice this principle dealing with the tithe here. Luke 6:38. And let me start here with this, amen. This is another good New Testament principle about God's program of stewardship. And the men do a very, very good job in talking about this. And by the way, the more you give, the more God gives to you again. By the way, if you have a child, parents, if you have a child and you give them some money and they use it very, very wisely, are you inclined to give them more money next time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dare you know it? Yeah. Normally you're inclined. Why? If I can trust you with this much, let me give you a little bit more if I think you need it. But if you can't trust them with this much, are you going to give them more? No, you'll probably give them how much? Less. But the more you try your children and they are wise stewards of that which you give them, normally, incrementally, as their age goes up, you will increase them with more and more because they can handle more and more. I've heard of opportunities where the younger child was getting more than the older child. Why do you think that was so? They were being good. The younger one was being much better steward than the older one. And so they were getting more money. You say, oh. The younger kids like, yeah, yeah, I'm with that. I can see Joe back there now. What could I do with my money? Yes, yeah, I can do this. Amen. And so when you look at this here, notice this principle. This is a good principle. Amen. The more you give, the more God gives you. You can't beat God's system and yet can't outgive God because he keeps recycling of the blessings. And notice some practical things here. The process in our giving. Notice Luke 6:38. The process is first word. What does that first word say?
Give.
That's the process. God has already given to us, has he not?
Yes.
Amen. He's already given to us. By the way, would God ask you to give something if you had nothing to give? No. So God's going to automatically give you something. And then he says, now the first process in this is to give. Amen. So the process is good. God's given to us. Now we are to give in order to get again from him being wise stewards. By the way, can we withhold too much money? Can we withhold too much money from giving to God? Well, let's go over to Proverbs and get the answer. Proverbs 11:24. Can we withhold too much money from God? Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 24. And notice what the Bible says there. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. So that means that somebody is giving away, but he's getting more. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet or right, but it tendeth to what? Poverty. The liberal, and he's not talking about liberal in your politics either, meaning generous. The liberal or generous soul shall be made what? Fat. Now he's not talking about fat obese either. He's talking about you'll be wealthy, you'll have what you need. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He said, if you give, it's going to be given back to you. Again, that's the Luke 6:38 principle. All right, back over here in Luke 6:38. So the process in our stewardship, we should give. Amen. But then the production in our stewardship. Notice what it says. Give and what? It shall be what? Given unto you. So the stewardship produces something. It produces us getting something. But then the proportion in our stewardship, it says give and it shall be given. The proportion is how? Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Now let me talk about Joshua here for a minute. Joshua, if you were to get some candy, would you like for your candy to be pressed down, shaking together, and running over? I mean, getting as much in that bag as we could, or you just want us to just throw some in there? I imagine that. Why? Because he likes it. Amen. You do like it. It's more. You actually get more. So the proportion is in our stewardship is it's going to be a good measure coming back, pressed down, shaking together and running over. You can't beat God's giving. And I like this as well. The process in stewardship is give. The production, it shall be given. The proportion God's going to give back is good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. But then I like the people in this stewardship that God's going to use. Shall who? Men give into your bosom. God will make sure that you get back what you have coming to you some way, some fashion, somehow. God still uses people to give through. He has his creative ways. How many of y'all remember John C. Lasco? Yep. God still has creative ways of giving. Amen. When you least expect it, God will give you something. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's amazing how God does what he does with unsuspecting people. Natasha's dad had broken down in, where did he break down? Somewhere on the road to North Dakota. And had to get his car fixed and happened to find a Christian man that fixed him cheap. Praise God. Now, that was luck, right? That just happened, right? He just happened to come across this Christian person. You know, I mean, it just happened. Yeah. It was a fluke. Could have happened to anybody. No, I believed God. God ordered and orchestrated and said, this is what's going to happen. He's going to break down. But because he's a good steward, this is what's going to happen. He's going to save some money on this deal. I believe God. That's how God operates. What? He rebukes the devourer. He makes sure that we have what we need. He says, shall men give into your bosom? God still meets our need. And notice what he says. For with the same measure that you meet with all. What is that? That means the same way you give, it shall be what? It should be measured to you again. If you're liberal, if you're generous, God gives back. Amen. If you're stingy, amen. God says, I don't have to give you a whole lot. Can he? Yes, he can. Will he? Don't know. But I can tell you this, if you're a generous giver, if you're a good steward, God is obligated to give, but he's not obligated if we're not good stewards. What did he say over there? Bring ye all the tithe in the storehouse that they may be me now, and prove me now. He would say, Lord, see if I will not open you the windows. God's the best steward of our lives, and he's training us to be good stewards as well. No matter how small the local church is, it's still God's job to bless the finances when his people give faithfully, when his people give generously, when his people give consistently and correctly. It's still God's business. And by the way, God can bless. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ever think or ask. He really can. I saw it with my own eyes firsthand with John C. Lasco. That made a believer out of me. I was a believer already. It just made me a stronger believer. Yeah. That God is able. Amen. And God uses some marvelous, marvelous ways. Let's be consistent and regular and faithful in our giving, making sure the first fruits from our gross and our tithes is what God is asking for us to give. And we're being generous givers. Next week, we're going to look at a in-between message. What is that? That is the message in between our tithe and our offering and our missions giving. That is the tie-in. Was the Old Testament saints ever told to reach the world with the gospel? No. And so we've got to examine biblically, then where does that tie in with our tithe and with our offerings? And you'll find out that they have been given a brand new command over there, and God has blessed the local New Testament church to reach the world with the gospel. And that will tie right into our missions giving as we look at 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Again, the main thing that God wants from us is our heart. He wants our heart. And if we have our hearts with God's heart, God will provide what we need. What are we talking about? The relationship. Relationship. Is it always going to be easy to give? No. Is it always going to be right to give? Yes. Is it always going to be biblical to give? Yes. Will I have hardships financially sometime, even if I do give? Yes, yes, and yes. But God has always been faithful to his children, and I don't think his track record is up right now to start failing with you and I. I believe God is faithful, and he will continue to be faithful. Let's just be wise stewards in what we give. You say, preacher, but look at the size. God has never been interested in size. He's always been interested in hearts and the hearts of his people. So as you give and as you tithe and as you give your offerings, you let God speak to your heart and say, okay, God, I'm going to be a faithful steward. Amen. Father, thank you so much for your goodness and your grace. And Lord, I pray that as we look at our stewardship, that, Lord, you might bless in our lives and, Lord, you might meet the need. And, Lord, I'm so thankful that we serve a God that is able. And, Lord, the tithe is yours. The offerings belong to you. And, Lord, even as we begin to look at missions giving, I pray that you would instruct our hearts and let us know what we need to do. And, Lord, I do pray that you would have your hand upon each tither, each giver, each one has been consistently faithful. And then, Lord, those that have even tried to tithe and then they've fallen off, Lord, help them to get right back up and do it again. And, Lord, those that are consistently and faithfully tithing week in, week out, Lord, just continue to give them your commendation of love, Lord, and continue rebuking the devourer for their sakes. And, Lord, I do pray that when it's all said and done, that you will get all the praise, the honor, and the glory from our lives, Lord, working marvelously like only you can do. And we'll thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name.